sun, do do do. Here comes the sun, and I say it's alright.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland. And on Saturday, I can see a lot of tailgates happening all around the Chicagoland area, and people are enjoying their college football, getting ready for NFL action tomorrow. On the line with us, we're honored to have one of our favorite food personalities, one of the stars of the hit show The Kitchen, weekends on the Food Network. She is an inventor, you know, like Thomas Edison and, you know, Alexander Graham Bell, light bulb, the cure for polio. I'm telling you, if there was a tailgate division for the Nobel Peace Prize, she would be winning it, because she is bringing people together all around the country in the name of both food and fun. The one and only Sunny Anderson, welcome to WGN.
Dane, wow. Thank you so much. First, I need to start by just apologizing to you for leaving you hanging last week. We were supposed to get on the line and talk and chat and catch up, and I missed it. So I'm probably watching football.
That is okay. Right, or research and development of the next great product. You can't let the progress of the humanity, right, get in the way of... So here's the thing, and I mean every bit of it as far as the inventing side. There are so many things out there, whether it's scotch tape or a bed liner for a pickup truck. There's things that if somebody didn't invent them, they wouldn't exist. And, you know, the snack stadiums, we see them on television. You know, you see them on all the shows. People make them, but they're not real, right? It just kind of set the stage. Now you can have one of your very own.
Yeah, like you said, like, you know, I hate to say they're not real because people put real effort to them. That was my problem. It's like, you know, what if you don't have the effort, the skill, or the time? Because some of these snack stadiums are gargantuan. Some of them use, you know, cardboard, aluminum foil. It's just like, okay, first, you make it, you use it. It's usually done after one use. And, you know, here I was tailgating, and I wanted to have a snack stadium too, but I'm lazy. And I tell people, you know, that's the first thing I usually tell people. That's why I cook. I'm lazy, I'm impatient, and I'm cheap, you know, so I like to, you know, cook for myself because, you know, I don't want to get dressed and go out, and I'm impatient. I don't want to wait through the chips and the salsa or the bread stage. I want to get the real meal, you know, immediately, and I'm cheap. You know, it's a lot less expensive to do it on your own. So that was my goal with the Inflatium, was to create something for the lazy, impatient people like me, you know, that wanted to save money. So I made sure it was inexpensive. And it's a inflatable snack stadium that you just blow up like you would an inner tube. And it has inserts for the snacks and the food. It looks like a football stadium. It instantly makes your party look like a party without doing anything. And I'm excited. I wanted one. And like you said, like, you know, I'm not reinventing the wheel or anything. It's not Edison, but I definitely feel proud of it because it's something that wasn't out there for purchase for the masses, and now it's available for everyone.
Yeah, we're going to have pictures up and links up at WGNradio.com as well for it, too. And here's the other part of it, and you mentioned some of the considerations out there for it. Mm-hmm. You make it so that it's the kind of thing that is reusable. All of those other things that you would make for whatever party, you know, they're just, it's one time, right? And it's already ruined. Yeah. This is something you can store, you can blow up, you can wash, you can reuse, and it's price considerate, right? Was that part of the thought process? Is you wanted, it's cool to make great things, but people have to be able to afford them.
Totally. You know, so the cool thing is that I was actually tailgating with the people that run Party City for years. And so as I was developing the idea in my mind, I had no idea that they would be the perfect partner, but they manufacture about 85% of the stuff that's on their shelves. And so because of that, they're able to do things in a way that they don't have to pay out to other companies. They manufacture themselves. So things are less expensive. So I knew when I decided to pitch to companies, they would be one of the first that I went to. And luckily, they saw my goal and they understood my intent was not to gouge and go out here and make money. It's just like, hey, this is a good idea. Why is it not out there? You know, I've searched online and people are looking for it. There are a million pages of how to make one, but where's the one page where you can buy it? You know what I mean? Right. And there were some expensive ones out there, you know, where someone, you know, crafty on eBay, which I love eBay, they'll build one for you. But those were like gargantuan, expensive, and single use. So, again, I like the idea of the Inflatium. You can wipe it off. You can use it again. We have inserts that you can buy for it. I've got some new stuff coming, Dane.
Here's the thing about it, too. It's one thing to have a product out there, like Tupperware, right? You can go get it. You can use it. You kind of know what you're supposed to do with it. But you're able to kind of capitalize on, your knowledge base, just the kind of stuff that you do. And you can add in, maybe some suggestions, some recipes. You've got some books. So now there's some value adds built into the Infladium.
Yeah, so this, the Infladium actually comes with a recipe book of game day ideas and recipes. And for this new season, I put together a new cookbook for it that has more than 20 recipes that are all under 5 ingredients that are for game day. So dips and slow cooker recipes for chili with just 5 ingredients, something quick and easy to put together so you can get to watching the game. That's the other thing. I do so many segments of talking about how to set up for a party and stuff like that. It's always lay these plates out, put the sticky notes on the plates so you know what goes in what plate. And it's you're running around the house finding all these platters just for a cool football party. It shouldn't be that messy and fussy.
Parties are tough, right? You got the streamers. You got to figure out what to do with the balloon animal guy. Then you've got
I just want to know where the drinks are, where the trash can is, where the food is, so I can keep my place clean or my friend's place clean or whatever. But yeah, I just wanted to make parties easier for the party thrower and the party goer. And so I've got some new things coming out because Infladium went so well. And I can't, the scariest thing, Dane, is you can have an idea, but you don't know if it's going to work. And you can want something, but you don't know if people just like you are going to want it. And we did so well last year that I was able to do more. And that's really the goal. If you're a creative, it's like you want to cook, you want to cook more. You want to draw, you want to draw more. You want to create, you want to create more. And so to be able to add more products to the line this year, it's like, I can't believe it, man. I'm just really, really happy and excited and proud to do the work.
And don't be fooled by imposters too, right? You need the genuine article. You need the Infladium by Sonny Anderson. Now here's the thing too, and part of it, and we had a lot of listeners were texting in, calling in last week, and I'm sure they are this week too, is so you've got the device, you've got the the place to put all the stuff, and it looks great and it works great. It works with your lifestyle, your budget, all that kind of stuff. But what for you personally, a person that's been out there tailgating, enjoying football and the food side of football for so many years, before we let you go, a couple of Sonny's favorites. What do you like to eat? What do you want to make sure you have when you're doing the tailgate?
Well, I think the Texas in me always needs the queso dip. And the queso dip can be as simple as a block of processed cheese and a jar of salsa in a slow cooker. That right there is just so satisfying with some tortilla chips, I can't tell you. You can get fancy with it and take a couple of links of hot sausage and saute it down, cook it, and then add all that stuff. So you've got a meaty queso dip. I love doing that. I also am I love just a hot dog, so a hot dog station. And that's perfect for the Infladium because you can grill or boil the hot dogs and have the buns and then fill the Infladium with all the toppings. And for hot dogs, it can be crazy. I remember the first time I came to Chicago, I had a hot dog with chopped tomatoes on it, and I thought, oh, yeah, why not? My mouth will make the ketchup. So, you could put, lettuce and chips and, that Deglo green relish that you guys love there and all of the other regional toppings, chili and everything, inside the Infladium and have a bar. That's another thing I like for a tailgate is to come up and see the ability to pile on, so if it's, the chips, and then you have the queso, and it's like, okay, where are the pickled jalapenos? Where's the cilantro? Where's everything else? I'm that kind of an eater for a tailgate. I like to pile it on.
Sounds great. People are going to be doing that. I encourage everybody to get out to the Party City tonight. Tomorrow, the Bears are going to be going up against the Seahawks on Monday Night Football, so it should be great for the Bears.
How about that game last week?
People are still in, I don't want to say pain, maybe shock still, because
unbelievable.
You have you have a 20-point lead at halftime, but then again, it's Aaron Rodgers, right? So you just understand that there's another level with a few individuals, and the Bears certainly felt that last week.
Yeah, well, bear down.
They're going to do it. All right, Sonny, we're going to let you get back to doing what you're doing. Thanks so much for jumping on and sharing the Infladium. Give the information out so people can enjoy you, not only on the product side, but also on the TV side with the kitchen and catch up with your adventures on social media.
Yeah, you can catch the Infladium exclusively at Party City online at all Party City locations in the U.S. and Canada. The Kitchen is on Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock on Food Network. And I just found out Cooking for Real just started airing on OWN Sundays starting at 2 o'clock. So for anyone that wants to see the beginnings of me cooking and sharing my family recipes on Food Network, it's now on OWN. I'm just a happy girl, proud to be a veteran, working hard, and just thankful for anyone that supports me because, as we all know, as we get out in this world every single day, it's a struggle just to figure out, you know, what it is and what we're doing and how to get it done and how to continue to be happy and stuff. So I'm a happy girl, and I'm really appreciative of this life, man. It's pretty cool.
You are
having
happy,
fun, Dane.
And you can see that, and obviously you're making so many people happy with all the things that you do. So thanks for what you do. Bless you. And we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Dane, thank you so much.